This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and Sumitra Selvaraj. Here are our stories today. Firstly, how did a mock moon landing video get potholes filled in Bengaluru? We will find out.
Malaysians definitely need to find out. And in our second story, using animals as photo props is sadly not a new thing. But is that search for the perfect shot with wildlife adversely affecting their behavior? We'll discuss that and more.
We're going to be asking you on Twitter, have you taken a selfie with an animal in the wild? Fess up, please. We won't judge, we promise. Your options are yes or no. And you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 01878 9899, or you can call us at 03 7733 2900.
But before we get to our first story, here is Frank Sinatra with Fly Me to the Moon.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
That was Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra. So now our first story. How can an astronaut get potholes fixed? I know it sounds like the start of a really bad joke, but this is really how an artist got a whole bunch of potholes fixed in the South Indian city of Bengaluru, which is also known as Bangalore.
So in a video that went viral on social media, Indian social media, artist Badal Nanjundaswamy, dressed up as an astronaut, and takes a walk on what looks like a crater-filled lunar landscape. But as the camera pulls back, we see that he's actually walking on a road in Bangalore and the craters are actually potholes.
Yeah, it was such a cute video.
So clever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Firstly, for what seemed like a fairly low-budget affair, I kind of believed that it was a lunar landscape for the first couple of minutes.
Exactly.
Well, to be fair, we've got some crater-sized potholes on PJ roads as well.
Definitely. Well, all around Klang Valley in Malaysia, I think.
So we should all dress up as astronauts. My favorite part was when the camera sort of pulls away and you see this auto in the background.
That was my favorite too. Yeah, because then you know, like, oh, what is this happening now?
Yeah.
But you know that if anybody's going to make it to the moon, it's going to be the autos. Right?
So, and the best part is that the artist's video has actually been getting these potholes filled. Mm. Bangalore's civic authorities have so far filled about 50 potholes after he highlighted them. And we just want to do a quick shout out of Malaysia's own Ikatan Silaturahim Brotherhood, the bikers who went around KL filling up potholes themselves.
Mm, in 2016, I think.
Yes, and they made the news for that as well.
Yeah. We also had a nice old uncle in Johor who kept doing that. He went around on his bicycle patching up potholes.
Yes, I remember reading that.
Yeah, and he was fantastic. And of course, the local council then had no choice but to step in and say, oh, you know, we have to, sorry, we're not doing our
Which
job.
Which is kind of a thread in these stories, right? Like including this artist Badal as well, that it takes someone to sort of point this out or take it into their own hands before the authorities decide that they should do something about it, even though it's very obvious that it's a problem.
So a little bit of background on Badal himself. He's a 40-year-old artist who is originally from Mysore and has now settled in Bangalore. He became popular in India for his street art and 3D paintings. Mm.
And Bengaluru's potholes are sort of a pet cause for Badal because he's known for taking on civic issues. Mm. And this isn't the first time he's made art or installations that highlight the issue of potholes in the city. So in 2015, for instance, he made headlines when he turned a 3.7-meter wide pothole into a fake crocodile pond. I saw a picture. It's gorgeous. It's, you know, like, looks like a swamp. And it even came with a fake life-sized crocodile.
I love this. I just love it.
Yep. Yeah. And then get this. Firstly, that got the hole fixed within a day. The day after that image went out into social media, contractors showed up to fix the pothole.
Okay. Yeah. Shaming is basically the only way to get things done.
And then in awe, scaring them to death, because in 2014, he painted a portrait of the Hindu god of death, Yama, around one of the around an open manhole.
So
rather.
Like he was crawling out from the underworld?
No,
or?
His mouth wide open was the manhole.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's really quite clever. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And, you know, potholes, they are a big issue in India's roads, with thousands of injuries being caused every year in accidents because of these potholes. And Badal said that in an interview with the Hindustan Times that he sometimes gets threats about his art, I guess not unlike the Johor uncle, but he goes ahead with it anyway. And he also does these works with his own money.
Yeah. So Badal's works, especially this astronaut video, I think they really show the power of enacting societal change through art, particularly in the age of social media where, you know, things can go viral and really get the message across to a much wider audience. Mm-hmm. So to get some insight into this, I spoke earlier today to our own Malaysian artist, Ruby Subramaniam, who has also created art that focuses on social change and social issues. So Ruby, what did you think about Badal Nanjundaswamy's video that aimed to fix these potholes?
I thought it was great. I think we have kind of seen viral videos going around this way where artists are using different techniques to sort of bring highlights to potholes. So with his, I think it was really cute. It's something that I think really brought a smile on my face because, you know, the video is so sort of slow-mo and everything, and then you see the auto passing behind and, like, you're like, okay, what's this guy trying to show? And then when you go into the details, you realize, okay, he's poking fun at the government, but he's doing it in such a... he's using a lot of humor, which I think is what makes a good piece of art, you know, to use humor, but to use it in the right context, in the right content to get other people to spread the message for him.
You yourself have actually made works that comments on both societal and civic issues. What drives you to take these sort of causes up?
I think first... it's always, it's usually you yourself emotionally are sort of like, wait, what did I just read? You know, you're you're surprised, you're perplexed that something like this could actually be said on the media. And then you don't hear from the people. You just see guys who have authority talking about it and making decisions. So there's a clear lack of representation, I think, especially when it comes to the stuff that I'm talking about, which is primarily Indian women's issues. And so to create a work that creates the sort of an emotional response. So I think for me, really, is what drives me is my own rage and my own sort of puas with what I'm reading. And so I need to channel it somewhere, and I don't like the idea of going to Facebook and just ranting about it because nothing gets done, you know. A few other people join in the conversation and rant further about it. Someone comes and disagrees and say, it doesn't go anywhere. That discussion stays online and it doesn't go anywhere. So I like to take the idea and consume it, think about it a little bit. And then when I put it back out there as an artwork, it creates, I feel, a bit more meaningful discussion than just a Facebook status.
And what can art do for these sort of causes that other forms of awareness can't?
So I feel here there's also the combination of art and social media in this particular case. Mm. And with that, when you have social media suddenly involved with art, you see that it gives you reach, it gives you actual engagement when people comment and when people share this digital artworks, right? There is a sense of ownership, I think. And also, in many ways, it probably pacifies people, you know, because if they are feeling the same way about potholes and feeling the same way about certain rules that being set up or not being done, it consoles them that at least someone else is thinking about it and is doing something about it. And again, using humor here activates people because it's like, it's almost like your mama chats, right? You know, if they could do something about it. So it feels like it could be one of them creating this work. It doesn't feel like it is something that was created by Leonardo da Vinci and therefore so far away I can't achieve something like that. But it's so grassroots that it empowers people.
And on that note about social media, art, because it's visual and it's also emotionally connecting, it's much easier to transmit as well, isn't it? Rather than, say, an article or a commentary piece or even a campaign.
Yeah, so I think if an artist creates a piece of work like this that needs explanation, then it's already failed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be effective enough that when an audience looks at it, they get it immediately. And so I think that's important as well, that the message comes through. And with you've got lots of different forms, of course, but clearly understanding that people now are different from 10 years ago. They don't have the same amount of attention span to be patient enough to read through an article, because everything is, we're used to instant gratification. We want things very quickly. So how do we get people's attention when, you know, they want things so quickly? So that's why this format particularly sort of works.
That was Malaysian artist Ruby Subramaniam, who also often creates works that engage with social issues.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's particularly well known for, I think, a couple of years ago doing this series of body painting / photography,
yes,
called This Body Is Mine,
yep,
which criticized this movement that wanted to shame women who supposedly were wearing revealing clothes when they went to Thaipusam.
That's right.
Yeah, so definitely someone who knows what it's like to want to use your art to make a point about something.
And we've got a couple of other Malaysian artists who are quite well known for that as well. Zunar is a good example of that.
And I think all of them, Zunar or Ruby, Fami Reza, they're really good examples of how social media is a key driver in these things, right? And you no longer have to wait for a gallery or a space to want to carry your work. Mm. You just take it straight to the audience.
Having said that, if a work is big enough, it does go beyond social media. I mean, if you look at something like The Problem We All Live With by Norman Rockwell, that iconic painting of a young girl, an African-American girl going to school, being flanked by, I think it was 4 U.S. Marshals,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You can't see their heads, but they're obviously figures of authority.
Security, right?
Yeah, yeah. Escorting this young girl. And this was back, what, in the 60s?
It was in the 60s, at the height of the civil rights movement, because she was the first African-American, which was one of the first African-American,
yes,
children to go to an all-white school. It's actually based on a real girl.
Wasn't her name Ruby as well?
Rosie or Ruby Bridges?
Ruby Bridges, yeah. I think that was it. Yeah, okay. And that was obviously way before the time of social media, mm-hmm, but that had legs. I think at some point Barack Obama hung it in the White House.
Yes,
no,
that's
for
right.
A while.
Yeah.
Because the painting had some really strong language in it as well. And he said it was important for people to stop, look and absorb what that painting meant and what a tipping point it was.
Mm. And similarly, I think while Banksy is someone who has definitely benefited from social media, his work, which, you know, just appears in public place spaces and just literally takes the work and the message out into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Les Miserables, for instance, where he paints that iconic image of the girl. And that was supposed to be a symbol of the sort of brutal treatment that refugees were getting in camps in Europe.
Yeah.
So, art really does manage to get the message out and even effect change, even if it's something as everyday as potholes.
Yes, and I think the beauty of it is that it's not being shoved down your throat in a very like naggy sort of manner.
No.
You know, you're not being lectured as such, right? It's this clever way of presenting a problem and you engage with it in your own way, you know, and then you react to it as well, whether you...
Seems to work for local councillors.
Well, then we have some potholes that could use fixing.
Absolutely.
We do need to take a quick break, but we will be back after the break with our second story.
Mm-hmm.
First, here's The Fixer by Pearl Jam on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.